Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. I am Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we've been doing our Man Crush Monday show. We're going to pick up the conversation where we left off. My last two names that I gave you were Brandon Smith and Devin Ford, and I know you wanted to get into Brandon Smith in a little more detail. I wanted to follow up on the Devin Ford conversation. And one of the things, and I'm going to throw in another name, another player that I had a man crush on, and just to show you we don't hit on all of these man crushes, but I had Ricky Slade also. After watching his tape from high school and from camps, I just thought he was going to be electric. And I bring Ricky Slade up because in the context of with Devin Ford, because I think one of the things we're seeing with Penn State's offense over the last several years is having that running back always run between the tackles. And I keep wondering about some of these guys like Ricky Slade and Devin Ford. If you can get them outside the tackles, I think they would be so exciting, and they're a threat to take it to the house every time. Now, I know there have been successful running backs. You know, Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley is another example. Obviously, he was successful at Penn State. But I also wonder if they had been able to get Saquon Barkley outside the tackles more often, what would we have seen from him? And that was my thought I wanted to give you on Devin Ford and partially why I don't think he has succeeded the way we had hoped.
I think that's fair. You don't really ever see Penn State just with their style, just dragging out long sweep type plays and that kind of stuff. With that zone read stuff, it doesn't really lend itself to that style of play calling. And maybe that'll change. But I do agree that doesn't fit Devin Ford's game quite as much, you know. So I think that's a good point. You did school me on some things, Jim. So I'm glad you did. But you know, Ricky Slade was another one. Like, it's hard not to like his film. I never really thought, okay, this is a Heisman Trophy winner. But like, you can see these guys' ability, and you still see Devin Ford's, and maybe the run game will have some new wrinkles to it moving forward. I think that's a legitimate thing.
Let's get back then to Brandon Smith, who. We loved his high school tape, and I think we should also mention another member of our staff, which is Bob Flounders. He also went down and interviewed him. I know if we were to do this show with Bob, Brandon Smith would be at the top of his list.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to like what you have seen from him. I think the challenge for him now still will be a sophomore next year or in 2021. So you can still see some improvement. But the thing that made me really that got my attention was his wingspan. He's listed now at 6'3", about 240, but his wingspan is a player who's about 7 feet tall. You know, when you talk about his arm length, and that's the freaky kind of stuff that you need in your program. Like, I don't care how many solid kids you recruit, you need those kind of physical freaks, and Brandon Smith fits the bill. The thing that makes me excited about his future more so now is just the physical edge that he plays with. He is not a finesse player. He's not a prima donna athlete in any sense of the word. Like, he's very much a blue collar guy who wants to get physical. He wants to play downhill, and he has the ability to do that. He's also got the tools just athletically and with that wingspan to be a real handful when it comes to dropping into coverage and playing in space, covering tight ends. He's got all those physical tools, and we've seen him show them in a big way from time to time. I also think you started to see him turn a corner a bit at the end of last year. And so he's got that star ability that they were missing with Micah Parsons. And I think, you know, not that you could ever see it coming, and he was a five-star player, so it's not like we're going off the grid here, but that whole package of stuff and then the way that he carried himself again was a little icing on the cake in my eyes.
All right, we've been going through my list, Dustin. I'm going to give you the floor. What are some names that you look at that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I think if you look, if you go back through our show, all through the last, let's say, calendar year, I have been on Parker Washington pretty early in the process.
Yes, you have.
And certainly, you know, you kind of see why, I guess. But I thought of him, you know, at 5'11", 205. It's such an interesting build and a mature build for a guy who has produced at an incredible level in Texas high school. So when you look at the production, you look at that frame, the fact that he's built to play a role early, and then you saw, I think it was through the opening, that regional circuit, what he was able to do when it came to the 40-yard dash and the quickness that he showed on tape. Like, it just looked to me, especially once you had some 40-yard dash times and stuff, that he was as close to can't miss when it comes to a slot player that you can hope for. Like, he had everything you could want in a slot player, a young guy making a mark. And then he arrived in the summertime and still was a week one starter and is really responsible. As much as Jahan Dotson really broke out and had a big year, and that's encouraging, the fact that they have a 1-2 punch there now changes the whole outlook in this wide receiver group. You know, like, this time last year, we're looking at it and saying, like, what do they have exactly? And that question has long since been answered.
And the other thing with Parker Washington, you alluded to his build, which is more like a running back than a wide receiver. You just know he came so close that there's going to be more yards after catch. You know that. And that's when a lot of the big plays happen. You make a catch and you break a tackle, and that's when big things happen. So, very good call on that one, Dustin. I'm going to put out two more names. And this, if you get the idea that sometimes the individual players that I root for is for completely non-football reasons, you're right, okay? There are certain things, and I'm going to bring up two names. One is Juice Scruggs. And with his story of having to go through, you know, a terrible car accident, sit out for a year, all of those things, how could you not root for the kid? And I don't care if he was playing for the evil empire, Ohio State, I could still root for him, okay, as an individual. But the fact that this is one of our own, a Penn Stater, makes me really root for him and have a man crush there. And the other one, and now he's going to be going on to the NFL, and I'm going to be rooting like him, for him like crazy, is Pat Freiermuth. And I'll tell you why. We had his mom on the show. And she was phenomenal. She was great. And this was during that whole time when the Big Ten had canceled football and the parents got involved. And a lot of people were fearful that these parents were the helicopter parents who, you know, were too involved. She was anything but that way. And you just got, you could tell from the conversation with her that this was a good family. You know, Pat was a good kid. I have a man crush on Pat Freiermuth ever since then, and I'm going to be rooting like crazy for him in the NFL.
And I just think from a physical standpoint too, any player who's as good and athletic and can make plays down the field, who still wants to get in there, hang in there and block, I'm always in favor of that. I think Freiermuth has that right blend of confidence and humility, you know, and that's always what you're looking for, is a player who believes in himself but isn't cocky about it. And he fits that bill for me. And talking to his mom, as you did, you can see where that comes from.
And just one quick story from that conversation. We didn't just talk about them getting back on the field. I mentioned to her that play in the Cotton Bowl where he just ran through a defender. He annihilated that defender after a catch. And I was so impressed by that. It had me up off the couch cheering. And I mentioned that to her, and it made her laugh. And she told a story. I don't know if it was a brother or someone. They within the family reacted similarly to that play as we did as fans. So that just endeared the whole family to me and makes me root all the more for him. All right, Dustin, we got a few minutes left. Chance for you to give us a couple more names.
I think looking back, Jahan Dotson, one thing I said about him was he always played bigger than his size. And I didn't know, you know, it's so unconventional. Like, he wasn't the burner. He wasn't the KJ Hamler, but he was a small wide receiver. He looked to me like he could make that work for him. I'm not saying I thought he was a slam dunk by any stretch of the imagination, but the thing that I took away and that I think you see from him now is that he doesn't play to his size. He plays like a bigger kid. Theo Johnson, I think we're going to see that play out. I love his length and athleticism. He's got long arms, a long body, 6 foot six. He's got NFL tools 100%, and you just started to see them scratch the surface this past year as a true freshman. He, again, will be a true freshman in 2021. My last name, you know, is Landon Tangwall. Having spoken to him and where he comes from and talk about that line between confident and humble about it, I got that vibe from him. He is a worker through and through. Eighth grade, saw what he needed to do to reach this point in his career and started working out and eating and lifting almost like a professional kid. And this is a kid at the time who's, what, 13 years old. Makes me encouraged for his future. He's 6'6". He's listed right now around 320 pounds. I think he could play inside, outside, maybe both tackle spots. I'm curious whether he can make the jump athletically and be a left tackle or right tackle. But I think he's going to be a multi-year starter. He is college ready right now. And he's college ready right now because he took control of that. He's a gym rat kind of kid, works on his technique by himself in his own time, loves to do that. Like, you think about the physical and hardworking tools that are needed to succeed at this level. He has shown them since eighth grade. And I don't know. We'll see what his ceiling is. I still have some questions about how high that might be. But he's going to be a really good player, and it's going to be much sooner than later. And you see exactly why.
Hey, Dustin, I also have to congratulate you on some of these names because you are right. You have been on these players from early on. And Jahan Dotson, you've used that expression that he plays bigger than his size. And I know I had the sense of, this guy, he's the second receiver. You know, I don't know and personally don't think he's ready to be the number one. Well, then I saw those couple catches back-to-back against Ohio State, and you want to talk about playing bigger than his size. That was tremendous examples of it. And he really proved himself to me, and it really showed what you had been talking about all along, Dustin. So kudos to Dusty on that call. Very good call. All right, we are not done with our Man Crush Monday. We're going to go back in history a bit and take a look at our previous Man Crushes. So stay tuned.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates. And the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their Peachy Paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about sauces like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.